Well, hello, my friends. It has been too long, but today I am excited to be able to share this episode with you, one that I've been meaning to do for quite some time. And today is the day, and I am really excited just to give you a brief life update about what's been going on here with myself and with the Transformational Weight Loss for Moms podcast. So, I'm really excited to be able to share some details and let you know what's going to be going on around here moving forward. I can't wait to share this update with you. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster of losing weight and gaining it right back? Are you sick of the one-size-fits-all diets that leave you feeling like your body is broken? Are you ready to get results, maintain them, and maybe even enjoy it? In this podcast, you will find solutions to your weight loss and fitness struggles, as well as be equipped to gird yourself with strength and make your arms strong as a Proverbs 31 woman. My mission is to get you to your personal fitness goals using health and fitness tools, coupled with renewing your mind while being rooted in Christ. Hi, I'm Elena. I'm a wife, boy mom, beloved daughter of the King, and lover of all the C words, healthy competition, coffee, and of course, chocolate. After giving birth 3 times in 3 years to my beautiful boys, I tried to lose weight, get healthy, and get strong by following generic, restrictive diets, hoping that I'd finally find the golden ticket. My fitness journey struggles led me to learning how to create a customized plan for myself using macros, because just as God created me to have unique DNA and fingerprints, my plan should also be unique and tailored to me. I also discovered how to address the root of my fitness and weight loss woes. And Mama, I am thrilled to be able to share these truly transformational pieces of the puzzle with you. If you are ready to create a plan that is effective while still enjoying your favorite foods, and if you are ready to experience true transformation in your fitness journey, then this podcast is for you. So sis, go heat up your coffee, set the kids up with a snack, grab a notebook and a pen, and get excited for the transformation that's about to begin. Well, it is nearly the end of May, and I think the last time that I had uploaded an episode was around November. That's when I did a weight loss for the holidays series that I hope was helpful for you guys. And at the end of that, I had mentioned that I was going to be taking a break. Well, the exciting news that I have is that the reason that I took that break is that we are actually expecting another baby. I am pregnant. I'm going to be having our fourth child early August. And it was just really, really challenging the first trimester especially, and then part of the second trimester as well, just with a lot of sickness, more than what I had experienced with my previous 3 pregnancies with the boys. And so I actually thought that maybe we might be having a girl, but it turns out maybe my body's changing and I'm getting a little older or something. I don't know. But we're really excited to welcome this new little boy to the family. In case you're wondering, because I get this question all the time, we have not decided on a name yet. Even if we had, we don't usually announce it beforehand, but we're still thinking about it. So we've got about a couple months left to get that figured out. But so today, part of what I wanted to tell you was that I also wanted to just give you an update on what I've been doing as far as this pregnancy. Because a question that I have definitely received before from people is whether or not you can count macros while you're pregnant. And the answer is absolutely you can count macros while pregnant. The thing is that while macros is pretty popular for the purposes of weight loss, that is not the only thing that macros can do for you. It really just depends on what you're trying to focus on. And so depending on, you know, what your doctor thinks about your starting weight and health at the beginning of a pregnancy, and as you're going along, you know, how much weight gain you're having and all of these things, you want to just make sure that you're connecting with your doctor and planning on
maintaining a healthy weight gain for that pregnancy. So the answer might be different for some people versus others. Maybe your doctor might recommend that you are in more of a maintenance and you don't want to gain much or any weight. Maybe you do want to gain some weight, but we want to make sure that we're keeping an eye on it, not going past a certain number. And maybe even they might recommend that you lose a little bit of weight. Just kind of depends. But the answer is yes, you can count macros. I will say though that for many women in their first trimester, depending on what kind of level their fatigue and nausea and sickness is at, it just may not be possible for that first trimester. And so for myself, with this being the hardest pregnancy that I had had as far as sickness and whatnot, I was not counting macros at all for a few months. My main goal was just to work through the nausea, getting all the extra sleep that I needed, because I definitely noticed a difference when I slept less versus more, that the nausea would be more intense. No working out. I was essentially, you know, in survival mode to an extent. And that's totally okay. I came to grips with that and understood that, you know, when I'm feeling better, that I can make some changes if that's something that I'm ready to do. So moving on towards the end of the second trimester, that's when I started to track my food again. I wasn't working towards a certain macro per se. I was just kind of trying to keep an eye on what it is that I was consuming, so that I could have some numbers to look at in order to actually start counting and tracking my macros in the future. And then I also started working on getting some more walks in, just, you know, here and there throughout the day, 5, 10, 15 minutes at a time, nothing too crazy, just a light walk. I did end up going back to the gym about 2 to 3 days a week for a 20 to 30 minute workout each time. And then I was continuing to walk during the day as well. And then that's when I started moving into actually counting my macros and making that a priority using my spreadsheet that I love. It's got everything that I need and want to be able to look back at, so I can track, things like my measurements, my weight, my calories, my protein, my fat, my carbs, all those things, plus some other things as well that are important to note that could be affecting the numbers that you're looking at. And I love that I can put all my daily stats in there. I've got my weekly averages and I can see patterns and trends without being zoomed in too closely. It's really important. So I did start doing that. I used my spreadsheet to track all my numbers. And then something I also was focusing on towards my third trimester was just focusing on balancing my blood sugar. And there's a couple ways that you can do that. And I've kind of gone back and forth depending on, you know, what I've had prepared and things like that. And I know some people are not a big fan of apple cider vinegar. I happen to like it. And so what I had been doing is mixing some apple cider vinegar with a little bit of honey and some water and drinking that before my meals. So that's something that you can do to help lower your blood sugar, not lower, but balance your blood sugar. And the other thing you could do is just be a little bit more conscientious about the order that you're eating your foods in. So making sure that you get protein earlier on in the meal, or at least some protein with other things, is a really great way to go, and then moving into like fats and carbs and things like that. But basically not like jumping right in and eating a whole bunch of carbs before you've had any protein and fat is a really good way to help balance your blood sugar. The other interesting thing that I've been doing is that I love coffee, love the taste of it, love the feeling that it gives me. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Where you've just got this nice cup of coffee. It's not even just about the taste all the time, it's just the experience of it. But I actually started cutting back on coffee, and there's sometimes where I don't drink coffee at all. But what I've found, actually, my friend sent this to me months ago. It's a dandelion tea, and it tastes very similar to coffee. It doesn't taste exactly like it, but especially if you put some honey or some other sweetener and some half and half, it starts to taste way more like coffee than you would think. Not so sure about it if it's like black. But anyway, so I started adding in dandelion tea and sometimes doing that instead of coffee just to cut back on some caffeine in general. But that's kind of an update about me personally. As far as the podcast goes, I am planning on easing back into podcasting. Really, really looking forward to it. It's something that I've missed doing. And so I'm really excited about that. My goal is to publish 1 to 2 episodes a week, similar to what I was doing before. And I'm going to also try to stick with Tuesday and Friday as the days that those episodes get posted. If anything changes, I will definitely give you a heads up so that you are aware. But, you know, I've just been working on great content for you ladies and just really excited about that. And actually, in regards to content, I started a market research project lately and I'm basically just trying to talk to different mamas who listen to my podcast, who are women that have worked with me, who want to work with me. And what I'm basically doing is spending about 15 minutes just asking questions to learn more about them so that I have a better idea of how I can help these mamas focus on their weight loss and other goals as well. So if that's something that you're interested in participating in, you can definitely reach out to me. I'm also giving away a gift card for one of the ladies. We'll do a raffle for those that are participating in this market research campaign that I'm doing. And who I'm looking to talk to is I'm looking for moms who have at least one child that is 10 years old or younger, who also has been struggling with losing weight since having children. So if that's something that sounds like, if it sounds like you, like you might fit that bill, I would definitely love for you to reach out to me. I can go ahead and schedule you. We'll have some time together. I'll ask you some questions and then I'll get you entered in for the Starbucks gift card. So you can find this information in the bio and description of the podcast episode, but since it's been a while, I'm going to share it with you. But if you are looking to connect with me and you want to reach out for this market research, for example, you can go ahead and message me on Instagram at transformationalweightloss4, and that's the number 4, for mom, that's my profile. You can also come join the Transformational Weight Loss for Moms community. And then, of course, I've got my website, transformationalweightlossformoms.com. I am so thrilled to be here. I'm excited for the next episode. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'm looking forward to creating more content for you.
Thanks, sis, for spending time with me today. I hope that you are blessed by the value, encouragement, or action steps that we discussed in today's episode. If you are inspired, challenged, or learned something new that is helping you, would you do me a favor and share this episode? Together, let's help other mamas get the breakthrough and the transformation they've been dreaming of. And I would be incredibly grateful if you could take 30 seconds right now, scroll down to the bottom in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review. This helps me to know if you're liking the show. It helps other ladies find the show too. And I am blessed every time I hear your story and experience. Don't forget to connect with me on IG and Facebook, and be sure to join my free community on Facebook at Transformational Weight Loss for Moms. You'll also want to check out my website at transformationalweightlossformoms.com. This is where you'll find other resources and current programs for when you're ready to dive deep and work together to create your transformation story. Until next time, I pray you gird yourself with strength while renewing your mind and transforming your faith and fitness as you partner together with God.